I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday, January the 19th. And it's open line time when we ask for your suggestions for guests and topics that you would like to hear on this program. What we do every weekday morning from 6 until 9 in the morning. We concentrate on current issues during this time period. And so far this month, here's a sampling of how we tried to stay on top of current issues. We covered Saddam Hussein's execution the Monday after it happened with a guest from Human Rights Watch. We remembered former President Gerald Ford the morning after his passing. We broadcast Governor Doyle's inauguration and talked with state government reporter Sean Johnson the very next morning about all the issues facing state government in the coming year. We have been keeping up to date on the 110th Congress, the Democrats' 100-hour agenda. We also broadcast live President Bush's address to the nation with his new plan for Iraq. And the very next day, had guests from many different perspectives criticizing, supporting, adding analysis and perspective to what the president wants to do in Iraq, including hearing from a handful of our congressional representatives from Wisconsin. We also talked with a guest, Thomas Donnelly, from the American Enterprise Institute the morning following the president's address about why he agrees with the president's call for more troops in Iraq. And we got this email from a listener. It says, the guest from the American Enterprise Institute, made up of large corporations. These are the people who formulated the plan for the war and Bush's current plan. They are profiting from the war. Our troops should know that they are profiting from the war. They are so biased, she hates to hear them on Wisconsin Public Radio. If Wisconsin Public Radio can't find another source to represent the Bush-Cheney point of view, then maybe the fair and balanced thing should be set aside. Well, we're trying to find a guest who was going to give us reasons why increasing troops in Iraq is a good idea. And that's right, the American Enterprise Institute is pretty much the author of the plan. So we thought it would be a very appropriate guest to support the president's plan. We also, of course, gave you other perspectives, including Matt Rothschild from the Progressive magazine, who criticized fiercely the president's plan. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What do you want to hear on this program? It's my January open line. Mary Lou in Cudahy is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to address the person you had on Wednesday, Dr. Eve Wood, who was an integrative psychiatrist. And as a follow-up to what she was talking about, psychiatry not addressing the emotional life of persons with mental illness, there's a current group or program in Milwaukee developed through the Mental Health Association called Caring for the Soul, and it involves local churches as a faith-based group that specifically address the spiritual and emotional life of persons with mental illness.
Okay, so you'd like to hear from somebody from this group, Caring for the Soul?
Specifically the person who helped develop it, it was Gloria Krasno.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Mary Lou, for the suggestion. Wanda in Orfordville is with us now. Hi.
Hi, Joy. I want to congratulate you. I used to have to, I'll confess, I'd have to turn off my radio at 6 o'clock because I don't like starting the day being outraged at something. And you have really, really come up with some uplifting and encouraging and interesting programming. Congratulations. I might actually support you when the next pledge drive comes.
Wanda, that it makes me feel so good. Thank you so much. Let me ask you your reaction to this. A letter that we received from a listener. Wisconsin Public Radio is suffering from a severe case of feminization. From dawn until four, we have a woman's perspective. At first, I thought Joy was great, but more and more, she's succumbed to the Ladies Home Journal crud. Do you think I'm doing that?
Well, I don't think I would call it crud under any circumstances. And Ladies Home Journal, I don't know. I don't actually read it. I read a couple of other women's magazines. But no, I think you are very intellectual, and whether it's male or female perspective, God knows we need more of the female perspective.
And thank you so much, Juan. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I think we had there a listener who didn't really like, maybe wouldn't have liked that last hour on food tourism because he doesn't think it's, you know, serious enough. But I think we get a good dose of serious enough serious talk that we can lighten up a little bit.
Well, I do, too, mm-hmm. and Gene Varaka's program Fridays used to be in the afternoon, and it was all about food. And that was a very well-received hour and always, always informative. And I think that your previous hour was.
Thank you, Wanda. I appreciate your support. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. It's my January open line looking for your suggestions for guests and topics, your feedback on what we are doing, what you'd like to maybe hear us do more of or less of. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and hope you join in my January open line with your thoughts and questions about what we do on this program, your feedback, your suggestions for guests and topics, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Let me share with you a couple of things coming up in the near future on this program and on the Ideas Network in general. We will be covering the President's State of the Union Address. This is next Tuesday night, Tuesday, January 23rd, this coming Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and then we will spend the entire next morning, on Wednesday morning, on this program, talking with guests from different perspectives, reacting to what he had to say, talking about the State of the Union on Wednesday morning next week following the presidential address on Tuesday night. Then on January 30th, the very next week, Tuesday, we will cover the State of the State address. Governor Doyle will deliver his address at 7 p.m. at night. We'll carry that on the Ideas Network, and then we'll spend the following morning from 6 until 9, all morning long, analyzing what he had to say and talking about the state of our state with many different guests, and with you, I hope. Same with the State Budget address on February 13th. I think that address will be at 7 p.m. at night, and the following morning, all sorts of guests talking about the budgetary issues facing the state of Wisconsin and how that will affect public policy in our state. So lots of special broadcasts coming up and special coverage following up on it. Back to the phones now with your suggestions, Daniel in Rice Lake. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Author Greg Davis, book Islam, Religion of Peace, subtitled Islam's War Against the World.
Okay.
He says those fighting war to spread Islam are in the mainstream of Islam, and he said it's willful ignorance by Bush and Blair to call Islam peaceful.
Well, all right. We can look into that, Daniel. Thank you very much. I know we will be having Dinesh D'Souza on not next week, but the week after on Monday. And he, I believe, says that our liberal lifestyle or liberals contributed to the whole war on terrorism. So we'll see what he has to say. That's a controversial point of view, too. Linda in Monroe. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. First of all, I want to say one of your earlier callers was talking about the women on I feel that it's time for a woman president as well. Now, mm-hmm. I've got two issues that I'd like to have you discuss further. Now, I read in the Capital Times on January 12th that there's a plan to lease the broadband, that the state was going to sell educational frequencies, mm-hmm. and Jonathan Berry would make a good guest on that because he's opposing that move. Because I think there's areas of Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't cover very well, especially in the wintertime. Then that might fill in some of the gaps for that. Now, my second issue is, at one time we used to have a fairness doctrine, and I'd like to see you have a guest about this because I think it should be brought back because the rich say money is free speech, and I feel that all voices should be heard.
Thank you, Linda. A couple of interesting suggestions that we certainly will consider. Not real familiar with this the broadband sale or opposition, so we can certainly do some research on that. Thank you. Stephen Wasaki, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
I've heard the word fascism used lately in several different contexts. I don't fully understand what it means, although I read several definitions of it. Perhaps someone with a specialty in political science could explain that and take questions about it.
Okay. Just somebody to talk about what exactly is fascism?
What is it, and are there any characteristics of it in our government?
Okay. Steve, thanks very much. We'll certainly consider that. I thought Leo and I are both scratching our heads because we thought we did a guest talking about that issue and, you know, those who believe that they see that in the current administration, but I can't remember. Tim in Mishicot, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. First of all, you ladies do a wonderful job. You start my morning off right every time.
Thank you, Tim.
The second thing, all these serious questions and things, I want to bring up something a little lighter. Years and years ago, I saw probably on television a fellow by the name of Leo Buscaglia.
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
He's known as a happy hugger.
I was hugged by him, in fact.
Pardon?
I was hugged by him.
Were you really?
Yes, he had an appearance in the town that I was in at the time, and I was a reporter covering it. Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I think in lieu of all this heavy material that you seem to be covering all the time, it might be really fun to have him on. I know I saw him. I started hugging my dad, and it made a difference.
Thank you, Tim. I think that's something interesting, the benefits of hugging. We'll see. All right, thanks. George in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. In the February issue of Harper's Magazine, a strategic thinker guy by the name of Edward Lutwak has an article called Dead End, Counterinsurgency Warfare as Military Malpractice. It's the best article I've read why President Bush's new strategy in Iraq will not work. And I think he'd be an excellent guest.
In the current issue of Harper's, you say?
Yes, in the February issue.
Thank you, George. Appreciate that. We'll certainly look for that. Steve in Oxford, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. My question concerns something that President Bush mentioned in his war plan speech the other night that I've not heard on any media. Since then, he said that we were going to be providing Patriot missile defense batteries to our allies. And since the insurgents don't have any ballistic missiles, my concern is who the heck are we planning on protecting with the Patriots?
I know we talked about how those Patriot missiles presumably would be on hand in terms of protecting Iraq from Iranian influence. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, actually, I don't know. I didn't hear that show that.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about the whether or not this was the first step in some sort of strike against Iran. That's what some think is happening.
That was what I was concerned about, and mm-hmm. like I said, I had not heard that. On any other media outlets, so that's why I want.
Well, we'll follow up on that more, Steve. Thanks very much for reminding us. But yeah, we did talk a little bit about that. What about you? What would you like to hear discussed on this program? What issues, what topics, what guests, what authors, what angles? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We certainly do try to cover all current issues, national, international, and state of Wisconsin issues. Sometimes we like to lighten up and do things that more quality of life issues from time to time. And let me also ask you if you have any thoughts on whether you like or don't like the idea of us following up on state issues in a regular weekly feature called the State Capitol Report. We debuted this Monday at 7 o'clock, and we talked with Sean Johnson and some other guests about things being discussed under the Capitol Dome, things that the state legislature will be working on, things that the governor is touting or talking about. We wonder if you will be interested in hearing that on a weekly basis, Mondays from 7 until 8. We'll have Sean and some other guests with us this coming Monday between 7 and 8, talking about what's going on in state government or with the state legislature under the Capitol Dome, what's in the hopper, that sort of thing. Marilyn in Cleveland, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. This is actually, it will be a new topic because under the Freedom of Information Act, the secret files on the attack on the USS Liberty are going to be released, and I understand that scholars and historians are very eager to see what they reveal, and if you can get someone on who has had access to them and can tell us what's been hidden all these years since that attack in 1967. That's on the USS Liberty.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the controversy over that, but when did you say the secret files are going to be released?
Well, this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly the date.
Okay.
It's because of the 25-year prohibition under the Freedom of Information Act. They have to be released. So
when they
get released, I'd appreciate it.
We'll keep our eyes out for that. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Jean in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Joy. I tried to get in on the day that you had the man talking about his book on burials and simple funerals.
Right. Uh-huh. That was a book called Grave Matters.
Yeah, Grave Matters, right. Well, what I wanted you to follow up with is a program on funeral consumer alliances, which are nonprofit groups, and there's a national organization that we all belong to. There's only two of them in Wisconsin. One is in the Fox Valley and the other is in Milwaukee. And if you go to www.funerals.org, you can find out a wealth of information. And one of the things they do is keep track of legislation in different states and try to get good legislation passed to protect consumers. And there was some legislation passed recently in Wisconsin, but one of the most important things was left out, and we're hoping that that will come up again.
Yeah, so, what was left out?
The ability to have a designated person in charge of funeral arrangements so that at the last minute you don't... It's sort of like the power of attorney for health care, but this is the power of attorney for final arrangements that you can arrange, and that was left out.
All right. Well, I think that's a good idea, Jean. Talk to one of these funeral consumer alliances about issues like that. Thanks for the suggestion. You know, by the way, that reminded me, I did get an email from Al in Bayfield. I think, Al, you live in Bayfield, about the author of the book Grave Matters, who we talked to this week. His name was Mark Harris. And he asked, I'm confused because I heard a discussion with an author on Wisconsin Public Radio some years ago who wrote a book called Grave Matters, but his name was Mark Taylor. What's up? Well, the answer, Al, if you're listening, is that Mark Harris is the author of the book Grave Matters that we talked about this week on more natural burials or green burials. And the book that you heard was by same name, but a different author. And that was more about, I don't know, cemeteries. And it wasn't the same topic. Thanks for asking, though. We'll take more of your suggestions after the news. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, I'm Joy Cardine, and this is my January open line asking for your suggestions for guests and topics that you'd like to hear on this program. We welcome your feedback, your questions about what we do. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or why not talk at WPR.org, talk at WPR.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our next caller is Nicole in Darien. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm actually just calling to find out if you could actually talk about the benefits of music therapy. And I know that there's been programs on in the past about music therapy, and just try to get the word out some more about what's involved and how it affects people.
Okay. Are you, Nicole, somebody who's involved in this?
I'm an intern right now.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you're doing it at a hospital or something?
Yeah, I'm actually at St. Ann's Center in Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, it's we have we did something on music and the brain, and we talked a little bit about music therapy during that hour, but certainly it's something we could follow up on more. Thank you very much for the suggestion. And then I get to play some music, too, which is always fun. Barbara in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Joy.
Morning.
Such a nice way to start the day with you. I'm so grateful for your program.
Oh, thank you.
And the suggestion I have is just a very timely one, I think. The doctors Jean and Linda Farley have an excellent program on universal health care, and I've heard them speak, and they are so impressive and informative, and they're local people. They live in Mount Horeb, I believe, and it would be quite easy to have them come forth, so I'm
sure,
hopeful.
Yeah. In fact, they have been on this program. It's been quite a while, though. So,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. And they're very timely and have much to offer, and I think it would make an impressive program, Joy.
Thank you very much. We'll certainly put that in the hopper. Thank you very much, Barbara. Bernie in Whitewater. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I'd like to hear a show, maybe two shows, from guests that would be opposed to cigarette and alcohol taxes. And I'm especially looking for a rebuttal to the recent show where someone was advocating an increase in the alcohol tax.
I agree with you, Bernie. We always try to do that. And we do have, we had some calls out on that for all of this week. And I think it looks like it might work out for Monday for a guest in particular who's against raising the alcohol tax as a rebuttal to that.
Sounds good. And the only other one, if I can throw it in quick, I think you had a show one time about how tough it was for Mary Cheney and her partner, you know, with raising a child. I'd like to hear, odd as it might sound, from a guest who might say that lesbian couples should not be going through the artificial insemination, and perhaps the same for heterosexual couples, that there's something very unnatural about it. Just kind of a thought.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think. When we had that program, I thought we did have somebody who wasn't wild about the idea that Mary Cheney had a baby through artificial insemination, but I can't remember exactly. So thank you very much, Bernie, saying maybe we should get somebody who says no one should do this. And we will, I'm not sure, I'm not positive yet, but it looks like Monday at 6 o'clock is a definite possibility that we'll have the other side to the alcohol tax. Bernie, thank you for following up on that. Rhonda in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. How are you doing today?
Morning.
Well, I'd like to talk about, or hear something about grandparents or relative caregivers. You know, raising the grandchildren. I am a single grandparent right now. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old under my care. And I'd like to talk about, you know, the emotional hardships we go through, the financial hardships. Sometimes we're afraid. I'm a member of Grands Raising Grands, and about the only time I ever hear anything is when we have a march or some sort of a rally. And this is something that affects so many people, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the country.
Oh, yeah, and there's a group called Grands Raising Grands?
That's correct.
Is there a website with the same name?
Yeah, there is a website on that, and it's also accessible, I believe, through AARP. And, it really is difficult. I've had them now since I had my granddaughter just a few weeks after my grandson was born. I got him maybe about 6 months later, finally out of foster care. And it's difficult. There are some grandparents who have absolutely no support whatsoever. It's one of those things where the children just kind of drop off the kids, and they're afraid to go to the state. They're afraid the children will be taken away from them.
Yeah.
And it's such a difficult thing. We have... Now, I can understand where the state doesn't want to give grandparents certain rights regarding the kids as far as a law goes, because there are some people out there who would say, you're not doing this right, I'm going to take your children away, you're not raising my grandchildren properly, and be arbitrarily just totally wrong. But at the same time, when the children are taken away from the parents themselves, the grandparents really ought to have...
Yeah. Rhonda, thank you so much. I think that's a good idea. We'll put down that website as a possible resource. We appreciate your suggestion. Laura in Oshkosh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I would be interested in hearing a show about teen parenting and what school districts are doing to educate teen parents on how to be parents, and also just educating teens about sex in general.
Okay. Thank you very much, Laura. do those from time to time, but it's been a while. Thank you. Boy, we've got a family theme going on here. Michael in Brookfield, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
I'd like to hear a show or a series of shows on the trouncing that fathers take in family court when fighting for their equal right to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
My own particular case recently went to the Supreme Court, and I was shot down like many dads are, and we end up with about 30% placement with our children, and as a result, our relationships with them are hindered.
Yeah, we did have a guest on who had a rally. It was, I think it was Moms for Dad's Rights or something like that, and we did talk about that issue from that that perspective anyway. But what's the piece of legislation or something that that's, you know, on your mind right now?
Well, we'd like to see legislation that would guarantee equal placement for fathers who have the ability to be in equal role. For example, you know, if you live in the same community as your ex-wife, if the kids are there as well, you know, there's no reason why a father who wants to, who's home, can take over and be the equal parent, have just as much placement with the children as the mother does.
Yeah, and there is a state law that says this is supposed to be considered when a judge does this. You're saying that it's just not being followed through on, or what?
It's blatantly ignored.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Evelyn in Madison is with us now. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi there. I really enjoy your show, but I would like to hear something no one ever addresses. They say that Social Security has failed, but no one has ever addressed the fact that the government abuse of Social Security is what's leading to what led to that. That they've been using it for slush funds and other things over the years. And somewhere I saw that the number was like $3 trillion that had been pulled out, which they referred to as overage. And in something like Social Security, there is no overage. And that really is a form of theft, because the people that put their money into it put it in. It belongs to the people, not the government.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. We certainly will have the Social Security issue on our agenda for certainly for this year. Thanks. Let's see. Take one more before our weather break. Emilio in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My daughter came with a friend home the other day, and she had a girl who listens to suicide music, and I didn't know how to talk to my daughter about that. And I don't know if you ever had a show on talking about how a parent approached a teenager about suicide. I mean, she's 12, but this little girl was 13, and she listens to music that is all about committing suicide.
Oh, no.
I've never heard of that type of music. I don't even remember what type of music it was. Because, you know, I have never met this little girl before. She comes to my house with my daughter, and I started to talk to the little girl, and I said to her, she's a 13-year-old girl, and I said to her, what are your interests? What kind of music do you like? And she says, she said the name of this type of music, and I said, I've never heard about that.
She actually called it suicide music?
Yeah, she said, well, it's basically this music just has one topic. And I said, oh, so what's the topic? And she tells me suicide. And I said, suicide? You mean like people killing themselves?
Well, I think that's interesting to look into, Emilio.
I don't know the name, the type of music. I've never heard of the music, and I can't recall what she said. I was shocked by even hearing the type of music that existed.
I think that we could do some more on teen suicide prevention. We recently did have an author of a book called The Mark of Shame about teen mental health issues and suicide, but we can always do more on that issue and look into some people who claim that music like that can contribute. We can talk about that. Thank you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Looking for your suggestions for guests and topics that you would like to hear on this program in the near future. We open the lines at least once a month for your feedback and suggestions. And this is The Hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is The Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. I hope you stay tuned for the Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. Every Friday after 8, we talk with two guests from different perspectives about the news of the week. And that reminds me of some feedback we received in the past month from a listener who, we had one who called and one who, at least one who emailed too, saying, I would like to hear Bill Dixon on with Bill Krause again on the Week in Review. They are so good together and so respectful of each other. And that's right. Bill Krause is still frequently with us. Bill Dixon, not so much. We'll try to call him and twist his arm a little bit to see if he will join us more regularly. I know he really likes to be on with Bill Krause. They are very good together. I agree. We had one caller who was hoping that everything was okay with Bill Dixon. Everything is okay. I just know that he's got a busy schedule and isn't able to join us as frequently as some of our other regulars on the Week in Review. If you have any suggestions of people that you would like to hear on the Week in Review, we're always up for that too. Know somebody that's a good political commentator or political observer who is able to talk about state, national, and even international issues? You can always suggest that on this open line, or if you would like to send an email, I'm going to give you Leo's email because he's the producer of this program and produces most of the Week in Reviews. Duran@WPR.org. Duran@WPR.org. For any suggestions, anytime, or any suggestions of people that you think would make good Week in Reviewers for our Week in Review. Clyde in Denmark. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. We were unpleasantly surprised this week when we got our fuel oil filled for our furnace that the price on the fuel oil was higher than the local price for regular gasoline. And when we first purchased the furnace a few years ago, the price for its fuel was less than half of what gasoline was. I'd like to hear some kind of an expert, perhaps from the academic world instead of from the oil-promoting world, to explain how the different products are priced and
yeah. So I'm sorry. So like fuel oil for your furnace opposed to what gasoline for your car?
Right. Yeah. And you know other products too. Why is premium so much higher than regular? And why is diesel fuel quite a bit higher now than it compared with regular than it used to be? And those kind of things.
I think it's interesting. We also have, of course, the gas prices in some parts of the state going under $2 a gallon, which is the first time in a very long time that's happened. So that's certainly top of mind for a lot of people.
But maybe somebody from the academic world rather than from the oil-promoting world.
Okay. Thank you, Clyde. Maybe we can find someone like that. Jerry in Genesee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I've read a book it was on New York Times as a bestseller called America Alone. I don't know if you've reviewed this before. There's another subtitle, The End of the World as We Know It.
It sounds familiar. I don't think I've had it on this program, and maybe one of our other talk shows did, but we'll do it.
It's Mark Steyn, Steyn. Quite an eye-opener and a bit of humor in it, too. So that's I thought this would be a good thing for the program somewhere.
Yeah, thank you very much for that suggestion. I've written it down. Dave in Cumberland. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Curious question. I read a recent article in the newspaper concerning the Nepalese problem they have over there with whoever they're fighting with.
I'm sorry, the what?
Nepal.
Oh, okay.
And the conflict they've got going on over there, they had for the last 10 years or so, about two different governments running an issue, and now they're laying down their guns. They're going to have one combined unit instigated by the United Nations. I'm wondering if such a situation wouldn't be applicable to the Israeli-Palestinian situation, number one. Number two, I would like to see some discussion with the International Atomic Energy Association or Commission and Israelis' position as far as how much armaments they have over there that may be trained on other Middle East countries.
All right.
And maybe bringing about some of this conflict, which we're drawing America into.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Certainly try to follow those developments, too. Scott in New Glarus is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if you've ever seen or heard of the TV show a while back, The American Inventor.
Yes, uh-huh.
It was pretty interesting. Not great TV fare, but quite interesting to see the people that came on. I was thinking the way you have a straw poll from time to time, if you would have a forum for inventors, people working on an idea or have an idea, maybe some kind of qualifications, have them come on 30 seconds, tell what they're working on or what their concept is, and area people.
I think that'd be fun. But do you think inventors would want to give their idea to people? Wouldn't they want to keep that under wraps?
Oh, that's a good point. There has to be, you have to have taken certain steps to protect it, a patent or something short of a patent.
Yeah, but do you have one of those patented ideas in the works, Scott?
Oh, do I? Yes, I do. That's what kind of caused me to think of it. I've got a device to help people avoid collisions with deer in their car.
Oh, yeah, and I've heard of those. Is that like the whistly thing?
Well, no, not the whistles. Those have been shown to not work at all. Deer don't hear in the ultrasonic range at all.
And yours is going to work, though.
Well, it's quite effective. It's quite effective. It's a whole different approach.
No, I think it's a good idea. The other thing we could ask is, there ought to be an invention to do X.
Oh, that's a good point.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
That would be fun.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I like the idea. Dave in Sauk Prairie. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, Dave. Dave, talking to the telephone.
Okay. I have a suggestion for regional state news, like if you would do a program about what's going on in northwestern Wisconsin, either regional or pick a city, and just sort of focus on whether it's local politics or local events, and then, the northeastern part of Wisconsin or central Wisconsin, and just kind of focus on what is important for folks in that region locally.
All right. You think you want to know what's going on in all these different regions of the state?
Well, yeah, I think there's of course, a vibrant community across Wisconsin, whether it's rural, urban, or a mix of the two, in the Eau Claire area, or say Spooner or a Rhinelander, and if you, rather than those communities as how they relate to Madison and the state issues, kind of look at what's going on culturally and politically in those regions and what's important to them. On just from the local point of view.
All right. Thank you, Dave. We'll certainly kick that idea around a little bit. We certainly do like to talk about some regional issues that we think are, would be of interest to everybody around the state to weigh in on. But you're talking about kind of just doing a program on what's going on in northwestern Wisconsin and all the different regions. So maybe we can try that. Thank you. Fidel in Whitewater is with us. Hi, Fidel.
Hi,
you're
George.
On there. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I love your show. I was listening to it. My name is Fidel. I'm an immigrant. I'm from Africa.
Uh-huh.
And I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, I've been involved in a lot of business startups on the internet. And what I want to know is I want to learn from other entrepreneurs, especially immigrants. I want to listen to how the impact around Wisconsin. And because there's been a negative notion about immigrants, especially Mexicans, but I know they're very hardworking. So I'd like to know about the impact around Wisconsin.
And I think that's a great idea, Fidel. Thanks very much. You're kind of breaking up on the cell phone, so let me leave it at that. And thank you for listening and for the suggestion. Tom in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could have a program on this minimum markup law and the cost to the consumer.
Yes.
In the especially in gasoline when the prices are high, but even the other few products that are covered. Because it does distort. The last report I heard was around 2000, year 2000, that it cost the consumer something like $80 million here in Wisconsin in terms of gasoline. And that's money that cannot be spent on other products.
Yeah, no, Tom, I think we can certainly follow up on that issue. We've done some back and forth on that when some lawmakers wanted to repeal it. I don't know the current status of that right now, but we can certainly keep an eye on that. One last one, and Sandy and Eau Claire, it'll have to be quick. We're almost out of time. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning. Like your show here, and one of the lighter topics, Cambridge University to discuss their Meerkat project that's been going on for 10 years.
And can you tell me in 30 seconds what the Meerkat project is?
It's a show on Animal Planet that they discuss an animal that's 12 inches high and weighs 2 pounds in the African Kalahari Desert, and it's on their family structure and how the family supports one another here. And it's just been a tremendous hit, and boy, why these little animals can have gotten to the hearts of so many people here.
All right. Thank you, Sandy. That's different. The Meerkat Project. Thanks for all of your suggestions. We'll follow up on as many as we can or that are appropriate for this program. We really do appreciate hearing from you. You can always send us program suggestions. I'll give you Leo's email once again. Duran, D-U-R-A-N, at WPR.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.